What's up, people?
Welcome to another exciting episode on Vibes with Jerry. So, I'll be sorry for giving you guys on suspense. And you know, I've been really busy and I had a lot to attend to. So, last week I left you guys with my top 10 Afrobeats beats, and I hope you guys learned really playlists. And so, now, those are the songs I listen to when I am on the vibe. So, this week I'll be talking about marriage. I have someone with me right here. I have with me Maureen, and I'd like Maureen to say hello to the audience and to the fans.
Hi guys, I'm Maureen. Nice to be here.
So today, guys, we're talking basically on marriage. Understand? There are different stages I want to talk about regarding to this topic, marriage. Understand? I feel that a lot of things are being left unattended to when it comes to this particular topic, because this is something I know definitely we all will get. As there's a point in our lives where we'll think of something like that. Probably not today, probably not next year, but in a couple of years ahead. So basically, to me, marriage is, we all know marriage is the lawful coming of two people, or I would rather say two adults, although these days now basically children and they get married right now. Understand? But I would like to know what marriage is tomorrow.
Marriage is a legal coming of two persons to become one, actually. That's the union between a man and a woman.
Okay, yeah, that's acceptable. I agree with that, understand. But we all know that these days we don't see marriage is not what it is or what it used to be. I basically remember growing up in my family where marriage was a big thing, it was treasured. Understand? If someone was getting married, it was for the right reasons, for the right purposes. But these days, I don't really understand what they turned into. Like, it's something else. Understand? Marriage is supposed to be you coming together, forming a family, having a family, having a home in which you can be happy, you can strive through, you can be successful together. But these days, what I tend to notice is that people tend to get married and then they go outside. So I would like to know one of the reasons, I would like to know reasons why married men tend to cheat with young girls. Like, I mean, you just got married like a year back and you're already outside. Understand? You're cheating with other girls, younger girls, or even girls around the same age with your wife, or stuff like that. Or your wife is having a child for you and you tend to go outside, you don't find your wife attractive. So I would like to know, why do men find younger girls attractive? I would basically like to hear from Maureen to know what she thinks about this.
I'd say it's not just this our generation that this cheating issue has been coming up. It has been from generation to generation. Because when I hear my mommy talk about our life, our business and everything, she normally talks about when she was in this house, that this man was cheating with his wife and that. So it has always been a topic, yeah, a generational topic.
Like that in the family.
So I'd really say, from my own point of view, I'd say marriage, I don't really know what makes a man to cheat, but I believe cheating is a mindset, it's a choice. Like, it's what you really want to do. Like, you have a go and you have a no go kind of mentality. So cheating basically is a choice.
It's a choice. Okay, of course, understand. Married men tend to cheat because I think they feel it's their right, it's part of their lawfully and stuff like that. They have every right and every opportunity to cheat. So basically, they feel entitled that they have, like, they can easily get away with it when they cheat. So, but the fact is that I feel some women also sextap their husbands, understand? And we all know that there are limits to which someone has these expectations. Like, you can't sextap me for, like, not me, like, for example, like a man for like 6 months. And you know, guy, we all know how guys are. And, when 6 months go by and they feel they're married and they've not slept with you, so they might basically just go out and you find a younger lady who is still on heat, so she feel hot and pure and all this kind of stuff, and the girl done. That also leads to cheating. But do you feel like sextap is one of the reasons, like, or could be a possible reason that leads to man cheating?
I'd say sextap. How will you really be with a woman for, like, you be with your wife for 6 months and she sextap you? You ask yourself this question: are you guys friends? How can you be a woman in the house and you say she's your friend? You go married to your friend, and your wife will just be comfortable sex starving you. Somebody that is your friend, she won't sleep with you morning, afternoon, night, evening, regardless of what you did. You understand? So I believe that we don't get married for the wrong reasons. That's the reason why we even have this. We don't have communications in our marriage. A man and a woman will be living in the house as if they are strangers, and the woman will be living as if she's a slave to the man. So I believe this issue of not marrying your friend or your kind of person or somebody that you can easily relate with, that you can have a communication with, causes this kind of stuff like that leads to shitting and sex starving.
Okay, but the fact that I feel, you see, when it comes to marriage, I feel relationship, if you want to teach a relationship, I won't really give up. I won't have much say that. I won't feel more concerned because I feel relationship leads to marriage. So for you to have treated someone for a couple of years and you've said on, okay, I'm going to sit down with this person, you should have known this person for a long time, you should have understood this person. But in reality, people tend to change. She might like, or he might like this stuff when you guys were dating. But when you guys are now married, I don't know, probably something changed and then there's a switch, like you guys are not feeling it much anymore, understand? And another reason why I feel married men go outside is disrespect. I feel that's also one of the main reasons why guys go outside, understand? Unhappiness in marriage. You might be happy when you are dating because, I mean, it's all dating now. We all have our outside rules. We are able to do anything we want to do. But being married, like, you guys are together 24/7. If you go to work and you come back, you are with this person. And sometimes bankers get married, they work in the same office, you guys see everything. So it becomes more than natural, it becomes something of like everyday life. You know when you see someone and you guys basically live, so you guys tend to live every day as life, you understand? And ladies tend to, I don't really know, Sha, I feel ladies tend to disrespect for reasons that are not necessary. Every little thing calls for disrespect. Little things like I need to find the perfect example that I feel okay. Help me prepare dinner, I'm hungry. Then let's say the gas is not automatic, so you looked for lighter and you could not find lighter. Then while I went out to get something and I come back, I'm like, I thought I told you to help me prepare dinner. I could not find lighter now, so I don't kind of stress. It's night, I'm tired. Though we know that you're tired and all the stress, but that does not lead to you being disrespectful. Just the fact you know he's your husband, you're married, you can talk to him anyhow. So I feel disrespectful and being unhappy in marriage also leads to men cheating. Do you actually think that that can lead to a married man to go after someone who is younger or someone who's of the same age?
I believe yes. When you disrespect your spouse, it brings a rift in your marriage, you understand? So I don't really know. I've never been married per se, and I will tell you that I'm so scared of getting married because I really don't know what the future holds. I don't know who's changed on who, because one particular thing I know is that change is constant. You can't per se you know your spouse or your spouse totally 100%, because in a year, in a 2, 3, 5 years from now, they might change. So I really don't know what really brings this rift between couples that they really cannot amend, that the man will start going outside and all. But I believe still is a choice. It will always be a choice.
I would actually agree with what you said back then, understand? But I personally, I'm not happy with the fact that married men cheat too. I don't know why, but if you're in a relationship and you guys are not married them and you tend to cheat, I'll be like, probably there are reasons why you tend to do that. When you're in a relationship, this is not when you're not married though, because let's say you're trying to find a partner now, a life partner, you want to get married. And initially you get, okay, you're dating me, and you find out that there are some other things that cannot lead to you getting married to this particular person. So you have to try outside. But the moment you decide to get married to this particular person, I feel you should have been satisfied with what you are seeing. it should be like, okay, I have understood this person to this particular moment that yes, I'll be able to spend my life. Marriage is not how we take it these days, though. When I see people getting married these days, I feel limited, because I feel like they're getting married for the wrong reasons. Lots and lots of people, men also cheat because they feel like they can get away with it. This one, I don't know, Sha, but I feel it.
I believe men are scum.
But everybody loves their scum.
I do love my scum.
Everybody loves their scum. We all know that. But I feel it's just like,
you know, this is the fact that when we're growing up, being a girl, they tell you that respect your body, you're supposed to get married to this particular man, you're supposed to be the person to actually display you, or what's it called?
Yeah,
you're supposed to keep yourself in that this certain age. But I don't really feel that our parents give this same lecture to the guys, you understand? So when they grow up with this mentality that they can be with anybody, be with whoever they want to, without not being groomed, they were not groomed when they were small. So I believe that mentality has got into their brain from birth. Because when I was small, guidelines or restrictions my parents gave me, they really did not give my brother that same restrictions, like, you're not supposed to party,
exactly.
You're not supposed to go out, you're not supposed to, yes,
on the girls
and leaving the guys. So that mentality has built so many guys that they don't see shitting as a store, because they're not giving that rotation when they were lead you.
Yeah, exactly. I have to agree with you what you're saying, because I know there are times growing up, my elder sister and I, we are close to this. Like, we have always been 5 and 6, you understand? So there was this day my sister went out to see a female friend of her. So the guy walked her back to her, and some of my uncles that stayed around, they saw her with the guy. So what happened afterwards was, my dad came home and was like, who is that guy we saw you with, stuff like that. And I know my dad did not see them, but I was like, ah, Popsy Alpha, how are you aware of what's going on? So it turned out that my uncles, or the relatives that lived around, went to tell my father that we saw a letter with so guy. Me now being a guy, they see me steady with girls, they see me steady with different, you know. It's never mentioned.
They've never cautioned you.
Not once, but it's my mom that basically be like, Bianwa, don't bring child to this house. So you know how stuff is like that. So I agree with that. I feel, well, just because they didn't do it, but I feel we should do stuff like that. Understand? When we have children, or those that already have children that have already seen the kids or growing up, you should not be focused more on the ladies. You understand? You should tell both the guys and the girls things to do, things to expect in marriage. I feel if you're not happy in a marriage, you cannot tell. Probably from your experience.
If you don't come from a good home,
how can you have a good
family?
Exactly, you understand? And I also feel men cheat when they don't feel valued. I've been saying this right from the offset. Married men cheat when they're not appreciated. Now, we all saw this guy that serves us in Lagos, I've forgotten his name, where he said he's about to go sign a deal for a young girl from Edo State, 250 million naira mansion in Lekki, and he knows really well that his client is married. So, I don't know, but I feel probably in cases like that, I would rather get my wife that house than to get my side chick that house. But when your wife is not being appreciated, probably you've done countless things for her, you've taken her all over the world, and she still feels entitled, she still feels like you've not done enough. Of course, you want to look for someone that when you feel you do something for her, would appreciate it. So do you think that when men are not being valued, can also lead to men, married men?
Yes, definitely. When a man does not have a peace in his house, when he does not feel respected, because one thing I've noticed about man, be it 5-year-old or 20, they like being respected. That's why you see your junior one, a guy wanting respect from his elder sister. I don't know, but it has always been in their nature to feel loved, and to feel respected. But you using that case of that man, like the man you said bought a 200 million naira house for a girl, that man is wealthy. So I believe he might not even have issues with his marriage. You understand? He might not have any issue with his wife. It's just that he has money and he's willing to spend. So it might not be like the woman is not appreciative in her marriage. So men, they don't have any good reasons why they cheat. They just tend to cheat. You can love a man, you can respect him. For what I've noticed, you can respect him. Okay, should I even use my uncle as a study? I lived with them for like 5 years. We're growing up. My auntie respects the man. She loved him. She cleans the house. She's well respected. Still, the man cheated on her severally. She got to find her. She even walked out from the relationship. So, okay, well, you tell me that because the woman because the man was not happy, or because the man was not valued in the marriage. That's why she was cheating. No, so men are just, they're just born that way. They're just, as in, should I even say they were bred that way, or they came to the world that way? But still, that's not, as in, it's a choice. And cheating is still a choice to me. I'll stand my ground. It does not have to be the woman does not respect you. You can easily walk out and like, I don't want to do this stuff anymore. I'm going to pack my bags. I'm leaving. I'm getting a wife that will respect me. So yeah, it's still on a choice that I want to cheat on her. If she does not cook for me, you can easily get food outside. So it's a choice.
Okay, yeah, I like where this is going, because I basically agree with you. But another reason why I still feel married men cheat, like I say, I'm not accepting it too. I don't like the fact that married men cheat. It annoys me to the core, because you have someone at home, someone you married lawfully, understand? Someone that you plan to have a family with, someone that you've taken away from her parents, her siblings, her relatives, her life. Like, I feel when you're married and you've taken, you guys are scared to be one. You guys, that's a whole new level. But when I decide to get married to you and I'm not being pampered, and so I'm not being adored, I'm not being admired, I'm not being desired. When we're in a basic relationship trying to get married or trying to know ourselves, I know how you treated me. But you feel, we don't marry. Now I have him, he's all mine. Understand, there are things you do, like then when you come to my house, you clean, understand, you cool, make exactly stuff like that. But now you are married, it's if you not wake up, do this one, it's your business. So, you understand, stuff like that.
One thing about relationship, I feel the girls of our generation, they pretend a lot, like they are not themselves when they are dating. So when they get married, they tend to be themselves. That's why you see a lady that normally cleans the house or does chores when she's in her boyfriend's house. When she get married, she doesn't do them anymore. The man starts like thinking like, is this the same lady I got married to? Then the other fact I know about some men, I know that I've talked about with my cousins, my siblings and the rest, they don't like dirty women. You know, when you get married to a woman, she's always bathing, she's cleaning up, she's rubbing perf, she's making her hair. She just got married and now she's not doing anything like that. She's not even looking kept. The money is not there, oh. But she just feels, she's reluctant. Based on, she don't marry me, don't marry me, I'm married. So, there's no need for me to start turning up. What's there? I'm inside the house already.
I understand. And men cheat when there's breakdown in communication. You understand? Like, when we were dating and when we are married, I feel relationship is the foundation you build your marriage on. Before you get married, you should have. I've seen stories, or I've read stories where.
And I've had this problem that when I get married to him, we change. Grown-up man does not change. Baby girls, remove that mentality from your brain. If he cheats on you, or he cheats on you severally when you are dating him, leave the fuck out of him. Because men will definitely cheat when they get married to you, because he's already doing it and he will do it.
Yeah, but some men also feel that when they're in a relationship, they feel, I won't say some men, I will use myself as an example. I like being talked to, understand? I like communication. I did very straightforward. You feel annoying me, I'll tell you like, girl, what you did annoyed me. I did not accept it. And probably when we were dating, it was okay with you. You were like, sure, fine, no problem. Then, because you feel we are not married, this communication is not there anytime. You feel just because you do anything, I will be able to accept you. Just because you make me angry, it's okay with me. No, the communication we had when we were in a relationship should be there when we are married. Because I feel being in a relationship and being married is two different things. Understand? So I don't really know if you feel communication is one of the reasons why married men cheat.
I'll say it takes two to tango, right? So it takes two to actually make a home. So a man cannot be the one always like telling a woman, I'm sorry for this. And the woman, she's not reciprocating. She does something, she hardly says sorry. I've heard some men talk about their wife can even apologize for a little deed that they make. So they feel pompous, they feel... So I don't really know. I feel that this communication issue, it has to do with two persons. Like, it has to be the two of us have to come together, like, yes, and talk about issues. So if you can't talk about some personal little things in your home, there are things that you tend to not talk about again when you are married. So I believe
I have a friend now. His name is Onas. You see, Onas is someone that since I've known Onas, I've never seen Onas. I've not seen him with a different lady. You understand? Just the only time he told me someone was coming to visit him was his girlfriend, you understand? And I've known him for, I think 6 months or something like that. Imagine. I also have another friend on a weekend. It's a steady, as in like steady changing, you understand? Back to back. Jennifer comes this Saturday, it's Jennifer next Saturday. Now, when it comes to marriage, do you feel someone like Unas will cheat, or my other friend that changed girls every weekend will cheat? Who do you think has a better rate in being successful in marriage between those two guys?
I believe that when you do something, you tend to do it continuously. You get so using your friend as a case study, the second one that he brings different lady to the house, that kind of person, he has already built himself to be that kind of a person. So I don't feel he's going to change anytime soon, or when he even gets married. You get somebody like Onas, it might change in mind, because change is constant. You get
You
really can't vouch for anybody. So
but change is constant.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. So basically I feel Onas would be Onas is someone that will have a successful marriage, right? The other, my friend, he's not going to be, I don't know, Sha, but I just don't feel it's right. I don't understand why, because speaking, I'm no longer a guy. I feel I'm not a man. And I would not like to make my wife feel less respected or less cared about, understand? I feel she should be able to understand that the reason why I married you is because I saw something in you. I see that we're able to be happy, we'd have a family, and we should be able to strive through everything that comes through our way. If I didn't want to get married, I would not approach you in the first place of thinking about.
If you do not want to be committed.
Exactly. I feel there are ways you can be happy in a relationship. There's an open relationship. Yeah, you want to say something?
Yes. My auntie would say when she gets to this certain stage, she start avoiding men. Like, they don't get to entice her anymore. She just wants to be with this particular person and just be at home. But I don't feel it is the same for men, because I feel a man, when a man cheats in the age of 18, in the age of 50 he will still cheat, in the age of 60 it's a continuous thing. Yes, it is, because in so many cases I've seen it. You get,
yeah.
My friends as a case study and my uncles, I've seen them, they don't stop shitting. Like, it's gone. They don't grow poods. But a woman is a different case. A woman in a certain stage in her life, she just wants to settle down, she wants to be faithful, she wants a home. You understand? But it's not like that for a man. As in men, they're just so different. I don't know. And I'm not still going to justify their rubbish. I still believe if a man does not want to shit, he will not shit. If it's the lack of communication in their home, lack of respect, and there's this kind of, you go for meeting, family meeting, you go for counseling, you talk about it. But I don't still have any reason. I don't still know the reason why men cheat. Mm-hmm.
There is no particular reason why men cheat, you understand? Because if we come to talk about it, married men, and there are some men that probably they had, okay, let me not use children, let me say a guy, for example, had a child outside and he didn't get married to that particular girl that gave birth to his child. He later got married. Men feel, I have a child already, so I already have a child, so it's, I already have a male son. And I also think that she's one of the reasons why sometimes when ladies tend to have too many female childs, that also leads to cheating. But back to what I was saying, when they have a male child, they just want to care less about their new wife. They feel, I don't really get male pick and they get picking. So if you like, you born. If you like, you don't born. You understand? I am okay with it. So I feel, I don't know why, but I feel this case and this topic exactly, men is at fault here. I feel men tend to go extra. They tend to look for younger women. They tend to get married for selfish reasons. They just see this particular girl. They like her. They adore her. And they want to keep her at home while they can just go outside and do whatever they like. They feel it's their right. I have a right to cheat and all that.
And I believe the society too has made it fit for men to cheat, because they glorify the fact that a man has a baby and they don't have this stigma of calling him a baby papa or a baby whatever.
Yeah.
But seeing a woman getting pregnant or having a child outside the wedlock, they start arguing with this baby mama trauma and everything. So society has really made it fit for men to get away with cheating, and it's really, really wrong. Society has really built this stupid mentality in a man's head that he can do whatever he likes, he can have as much woman as he wants. Okay, it's not bad for a woman. A woman is supposed to adore her husband. A woman is supposed to make a home peaceful for the man. But are they really giving this same orientation to a man? That's what we should think about. Society has really, 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 really made this thing confusing, and it has really started idolizing.
And I have this, my favorite artist, Lil Durk. He has about 6 kids. And during an interview, he was asked what attracted him to his current girlfriend. And he was like, low body count. Like, she has low body count. Normally, I respect her because she has low body count. But this is someone that has 6 kids from 6 different girls. You understand? So, right now, you want Smokiyo, Dokiyo. I like him, but right now you want your girlfriend to have low body counts. Why you feel you can just go outside, impregnate any girl you feel like, you understand? So there are many reasons why, Isha, but do you notice that Gistlover,
yeah,
when they want to post about a lady that is trying for herself, that is trying to make a career, all they do is that they expose her that she's dating a married man, but they never tend to drag that married man. You understand? All they do is they just post the girl, like the recent case they had with Nancy Sime. They posted that she was dating one Mr. Daniel or something. They dragged Nancy, but nobody drags the man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I feel, for what I have seen, I feel in most cases, men tend to approach women. You understand? And for someone like Nancy, I feel that she was not approached. Even if she was approached, probably she had no idea that the man was married. Okay, now, you being a married man, you have been approached by a long lady. The thing you should say is like, we can be friends, no problem, but I am married, you understand? But no, they tend to feel like, I get wife for her, so if you want you, would you?
There was one time a guy was asking me, I never knew that guy was married for like 6 months. Seriously, he was not wearing a ring band.
6 months?
I tell you, wallahi. If I even asked him about if he's married or not, he just laugh about it, like, if I'm married, lie be here, that kind of. So why would a man want to even lie about his family? And he even had a child at that time. So I don't really know why men cheat though, because this thing is really, really, it's alarming. Let me say, it causes mental breakdown for women who women that are faithful, women that are a homekeeper and everything. You see that women give too much in the marriage and yet they have nothing in return.
I'm in total support of you in that. Women give too much. For my family, I grew up in a family where we were happy, we were loved, we were appreciated. But within time, things changed. My father did not cheat once. My father never followed. My father was a pharmacist, so he trained other girls, you understand? but still on stage.
How did you know your father did not shit once?
Wait now, I'll get there. But still on steel, eh? My mother always made sure that, like, she does not go to the store to drag other girls, so to drag her sister's girl or drag this, so because she knew who she married. There was one story my mother said, she would say, Blessing. Blessing was my father's sister's girl. Blessing would wear short skirts. Blessing would wear everything to attract my father. But still on steel, my father made sure that he respected his wife. And when times changed, my father became huge at a certain point. My mother was there. Things that I experienced from my mother, things that my mother did for my father, I was like, Mogbe, it's not easy. I know personally, like, seeing things that is happening right now, I know if it was then, like, these things happening, I know most women would not stay in that marriage. Understand? Being someone that you are not really that popular, but you know that in your local government, your area, you are well known, and there are other women that tend to want to get to your attention, even though you are married. Girls, I know. I experience it sometimes when my father will go out and some other women, they will come around for play, understand, stuff like that. But no, my father made sure he respected my mother, and that's something that he impacted through me. So even if I'm married tomorrow, I would always make sure I respect my wife. It's for sure. If I don't want to respect her, I would not get married. I can just be for the streets. I'll stay. I'll say, okay, I don't want to do what my father did. Instead, let me just be here. I'll know I'm not committed to anybody. I can move as I like, do what I like, but not when I decide to take someone from my family or take her for someone that wants to treat her better. Then, after bringing her to my house, giving her my last name, then I'll feel I can treat her anyhow. I can do whatever I like with her. I feel sometimes men should be cautioned. Men should be treated like, I don't really know, but I feel men are not being more.
To me, I'd say women are women's problem, not all though. You see a woman, a woman that she knows fully well that this man is married. You see her being clingy to a married man, probably in an office environment. You like, good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Like, always flirting around, you guess, with this man. And you know fully well he's married. And sorry to say, I'll say men are slaves to sex. You know, this
men, no, not everyone.
Not all. Not, yeah, everyone. Not all. Sorry to say, not all. Not I will not everyone. Say all. But men, they get easily aroused, like, unlike women. So I'll say, you see this kind of man now, you say fresh, you just don't put your head. You understand? See, this woman, they know that the man is married, and still they just want to put their head inside the relationship, because probably they're of age, they've not gotten married, they don't even care to be second wives. So this stuff, it really brings about man shitting, you get. And I wanted to say something I actually just forgot, but really, still, I feel shitting is a choice. I feel it's a choice, actually, for a man. You can easily just like, I want to abstain for this thing. I really don't want to be this kind of a person. And it's what you want. It's like, it's what you want to, you work for, you get. Like, for instance, now your grade, you want your grade to be good, yeah. And you're telling yourself, I'm going to read, I'm going to attend class. You, as in, you work towards being that kind of a person. So for shitting, if you really want to abstain for shitting, you can. You understand? No, I know there are odds that brings about this shitting stuff. Like, there's some things that you can really not avoid. But
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
I told a friend of mine that if I later get to find out that the girl, like, I'm going to get married to, probably whenever I get married, or if I ever decide to get married, and I found out that she was having an affair with a married man, I was going to cheat on her. Like, I feel I'm a karma. Like, you understand? Karma doesn't need to do whatever I want to do. It's going to use me. And she was like, nah, cheating's already in your blood. Me, as a whole, I didn't fear to cheat. Because I feel, me being in a relationship, there's a reason why I choose you. The reason why we should be together. The streets. No, if I choose to be in the streets, and there's nobody that is going to tell me why are you in the streets. It's my life. So for me to be able to say, okay, I want to be settled with this person, but I just feel that if I get to find out that my future partner had affairs with a married couple, I'm not going to lie. She should not be happy. I don't care who approached each other. I don't care if the man approached you, if you approached the man, But the fact that you had a relationship with a married man, you made someone's wife unhappy, you made someone's wife feel less valued, I am going to make you feel the same. I don't know why I feel that way, but do you think that it's wrong of me, or I, according to what she said I have cheated in her bed already. So what do you think about that?
I feel it's wrong of you. Really, if Kama wants to really play with her, he should do it without your knowledge, you understand? Probably you wouldn't have even, you wouldn't know of her cheating. Because I believe marriage should be goal. It's not just one marriage simple word that would just say, I love you, you love me, let's get married. So I feel that mentality and a rubbish thing. There's too much things. I'm not married though. Do I'm not married?
And it's annoying.
Yes, you don't get married because you want to pay back. Like you. Seriously, marriage is a big commitment. It's something you put your investment in. Marriage is an investment though. It's what you give that you get.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm trying to pay back, you understand? But the fact is that I feel if I should be married tomorrow, I don't see any reason why I would want to approach someone else. I already picked someone that I decided to live my life with. Marriage is not relationship. I keep saying it, you understand? Relationship is the foundation you tend to build before you get married. You should be able to determine what you want and how you want it. You should be able to, that's why you have relationships. You should have been able to study this person. I know that people change within years, I agree, it's certain. But I feel that after dating someone for a long time and you try to get married, you should have seen something. You guys should have understood the values of life, the values of being a family, the values of having a home, the values of striving together. I just feel life is not as it is, and things are changing, and it's been accepted in the society. These days I go on Instagram and I see girls posting themselves with people's fathers. Me chilling in they're proud of it. Mom, if I catch my power, I'll beat you. Understand? It should not be like, it should not treat my mother that way. So I just feel it's, anyway, I feel it's not right, Sha, but I'm
not right. I feel cheating is a choice. So that's it's a choice. It's your choice. If you want to do this, you do it. If you want to abstain something, you abstain from it. So it's basically a choice. I know there are things that come with it though. There are some kind of disagreements, kind of drift actually,
yeah,
that comes with it, but still it's still a choice. In this life we have a choice of a yes, we have a choice of a no, we have a choice of a wrong, we have a choice of a right, of being right. So
yeah,
that's all. In conclusion, that's all I have to say.
Well, I'm very happy I had you on the show today, and I'm very appreciative. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Maureen on Vibes with Jerry, and you are currently listening to Buju and Timaya, Cold Outside. See you guys. You guys know Vibes on Jerry. You can find me on Instagram on Jerry_Bez_. If you have any message or any question, you can find me there. Hit me up anytime and I'm free to answer you. Just see you same time next weekend. Thank you very much.
I know they left nothing to worry me. I know they left nothing to bother me. I know one apology. You know, say she'll know.